I'm going to do a menu the same as it was last Sunday. I'm going to recook and reserve. The same menu, but I'm going to add a few flavors. Hallelujah. Is that okay? Hallelujah. I got something moving around in my spirit. Mine hadn't caught up with it yet. But we'll see where the Holy Ghost take us today. Amen? We'll just see. I still want to talk about, and we're still going to talk about, the cornerstone has been laid. Zion is God's dwelling place. In the New Testament, as well as in the Old, the Bible talks about Zion. And I talked about it last week. Some of the things that David did, just a little. What God said about Zion in Isaiah. And we're going to talk about Zion again from the book of Peter, the epistle of Peter. And our text says, wherefore, verse 6, 1 Peter 2 and 6. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. This is King James. Wherefore also it is contained in the scripture. Behold, I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. What kind? What is a chief? He's the head. Number one huncho. Call the shots. Wherever he says, that's what it is. Chief. Hallelujah. So I lay in Zion a chief cornerstone. Watch it. Elect. What is elect? That would be someone chosen, wouldn't it? God just didn't get anything. He chose a chief. Chose a cornerstone that will be chief. Number one. Everything else had to be true into that chief cornerstone. That cornerstone will affect everything else that's laid in the building. Hello? Hallelujah. Elect, precious, and he that believeth on him shall not be what? Confound. Right? Let's read that in the Passion again. The Passion reads like this. For it says in Scripture, they'll have it in a minute. For it says in Scripture, look, I lay a cornerstone in Zion. I do what? I lay a cornerstone in Zion. A chosen, that's elect, and what? Priceless. I'm giving you a cornerstone that nothing can pay for it. It's priceless. You don't have enough in your account. Your neighbor don't have it. And the world certainly don't have it. But I'm giving you a priceless cornerstone. We're going to talk about this here. Amen? a priceless stone. And whoever believe in him will certainly not be disappointed. Hallelujah. Let me read Isaiah. I'm coming back to those texts, to those scriptures. Therefore, Isaiah 28:16. This is from the King James. This is from the King James. Therefore, thus saith the Lord. Therefore, thus saith the Lord God. Behold, I lay in Zion. For what? For what? What is a foundation? A foundation is something you build on, something you stand on, something that is erected, something that won't crack, something that won't crumble, something that won't move. Something that nothing, I don't care how much weight you put on it. I don't care how much pressure you put on it. It won't move. I'm laying a foundation. Y'all in the house today. A stone. A what kind of stone? A tried stone. I didn't give you something that I guessed would work. I didn't give you something I hope it might help you out. I didn't give you something that somebody else said was all right. But I gave you what I had tried and prove that there was nothing in existence could move this stone. Whatever falls or whatever land on this stone will be secure. Hallelujah. Nothing could come up, nothing from nowhere, anywhere, nowhere, no time can change or move this stone. Hallelujah. Anybody here? And this stone is what? Precious. It's a precious cornerstone. A what kind of foundation? A sure foundation. That he that believeth shall not make haste. Woo. Hallelujah. 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 Now, let's back up again to Peter chapter 1. Verse 1.